Are you there, Brad?
Good morning.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you going?
Yeah, going very, very well, mate. Now, tell us about the Kings last night. What's happened?
Yeah, not good at all. They went down 93-70. Look, I think the injuries are just catching up to this team. They look a little bit tired, which surprisingly, because it's that end of the season. But look, I thought James Hunter was great. He had 15 points, 11 rebounds, but they could just not stop the juggernaut bullets. They were really firing last night. And I thought Anthony Drimmick was outstanding, 28 points. He hit 7 3-pointers, which is a record for him in the game. Sobey was great. Lamar Patterson was great. But they were just better in every aspect of the game.
Where are the Kings at the moment, Brad? I mean, with 7 games to go, are they a realistic chance of, you know, playing finals and then making a dent in the finals when they're there?
So the simple answer is no. I don't think they're going to make a. I don't think anyone's going to make a dent. I think Melbourne and Perth are a standout. Both teams are on like 6 and 8 losses, and the next is 14 losses. So it's Melbourne and Perth for me. Daylight second. The Kings are still a chance to make that four. But I got to be honest, I'm not feeling confident. I've been saying it pretty much all year. I didn't think they'd make the four, but they're doing as best as they can. But the injuries have just been too much right now.
What about the Hawks, mate? Where are they at?
Yeah, they're looking pretty good. Ironically, they're 14-14 out of 28 games, and the Kings are only 14-15. But just Illawarra seem to be playing a little bit better at that end of the season. They had a good win the other night against Adelaide, and they've got a good game against New Zealand coming up. So they've got a little nice run home. I do think they'll make the four, and then I think it's going to be between Brisbane and South East Melbourne for the next one. But the Kings, they can turn it around, and please God, I hope they do.
Right out. What about the Bullets when they play the Wildcats? There'd be no hope in that game.
Well, look, the Wildcats just came off a loss last night against Melbourne. There was a second game last night, and Melbourne looked like they may have wrapped up top spot by beating Perth on the back of Chris Golding's beautiful shooting. So I do believe Perth will get that, but that's going to be a really tough game. Brisbane are playing well.
They are playing well, and they've just announced the re-signing of Tyrell Harrison. What type of player is he?
Yeah, good young kid, basically. He's a big fella, 6'10", whatever he is. He's massive, and he's got real good scope to become good. He's a bit raw at the moment, but he can change games, block shots, runs the floor well. So it's a very good signing for Brisbane, who had interesting news this week. And Andre Lemanis is now leaving as coach. He will see out the season, but then he's taking up an offer in Japan. So it'll be interesting to see who gets the coaching gig there.
You mentioned Melbourne United beat the Wildcats last night. In that game, is there anything that they did that, you know, you look at and go, wow, they're the team to beat, or have they always just been the team to beat? Because I know that the Wildcats always lift come finals time, and they've got such an amazing record for any sporting franchise in this country and actually around the world.
Yeah, it's a great point. Look, I think Melbourne, what they did is they played to their strengths of their basketball, and their strengths at the moment is Chris Golding and Jock Landale, and those two got their shots. I just think a lot of teams in the league, and Southeast Melbourne is one of these, where you've got your core players, your gun players, and that's the ones you want taking shots and getting the looks at the basket. But unfortunately, some other players don't know their roles when they do that. And I don't mean they can't shoot the ball, but the job is to make sure you run plays and get the big players open, like Bryce Cotton for Perth and everything. So to answer your question, I do think it'll be a Melbourne-Perth grand final, with Melbourne now getting home court advantage, although it's not confirmed, but that win last night really helps them. That's going to go a long way to winning that. But as you know, and just as you said, Loza, Perth, man, they come home good.
They're a remarkable franchise, aren't they?
Oh, they're unbelievable. We had a chat with Trevor Gleeson this week, who is the coach, and it's all about culture for them. And they just know, everyone that walks in that room knows that, you know, they're putting on a Perth Wildcats singlet, and they call it Wildcats basketball. And they just lift, and then they've got 10,000 people going to each game, and they're just an unbelievable franchise. And it starts from the top, like every sporting team does, and they do a fabulous job.
All right, we'll give us some winners for this weekend, mate. Starting today with South East Melbourne taking on Cairns.
Yeah, South East will win that one quite easily.
They win that and win that well?
Yep, I think so.
Yep. The Hawks, they'll defeat the Breakers?
Yeah, that'll be a tough game, but yes, Hawkies to win that one.
Kings or Adelaide?
Yeah, now this is a tough one. Adelaide came back last week and really beat the Kings, and Adelaide now have been sitting there waiting for it. Assuming no injuries and everyone plays, oh, I hate to say it, I think Adelaide are going to get that win.
Right, and then Cairns, oh, they're no hope against Perth on Monday.
Nope, that could be a cricket score, that one.
Well, give me one before you go, champion.
Go those Kings, come on, boys.
Good on you, Brad.
Take it easy, fellas.